Welcome to the Binge Breakers podcast. I'm Jacqueline. I am here to teach you how I overcame bulimia and my binge eating disorder, and how you can too. Through simple steps of mind management, repairing your relationship with yourself, understanding your habits, and intuitive eating.
Disclaimer, this recording is not intended to be used as medical advice, nor is it advice from a doctor. I am a coach, a recovery coach, and I offer advice from my own experience and my clients, but please, if you think you are in need of medical help, seek it immediately. We'll also be talking about subjects such as binging and purging, depression, and other sensitive topics, so if those trigger you, please listen at your own discretion. Welcome to another episode of Recovery 101s. This one's on how to not purge. Now, one caveat, if you're purging a lot, probably should talk to a doctor. Not that you shouldn't stop purging, but just ask them about where you're at, get some tests done, and know that it's safe for you, you know, and then maybe have some supervision while trying to get done with purging, depending on how extreme you are, because this could cause some health impacts. And I just think it's worthwhile staying because purging is pretty dangerous. And people think it's not, and they think they can get away with it, but they can't. And it can really mess you up. And when I say purge, I am referring to specifically vomiting after eating as the main form of purging. However, there are other valid, it's weird saying this, but you can apply this to exercise bulimia. You can apply this to laxative abuse. You can apply this to lots of things, but this is just the one that I struggled with and most of my clients struggle with. So just an FYI. And definitely if you think you probably need medical attention to stop purging, you probably do. So don't mess around with that. This is a serious thing. So with that being said, we're going to talk a lot about purging on this episode. So that triggers you, please get off of the episode and go listen to other things that are more beneficial for you. Also, I did do an episode a while ago, but I think it's called Why Purging is Never Worth It. That might be helpful for you to listen to after this episode, because I'm going to go over how to not purge. But the first thing I'm going to say is having a reason or having a mindset that will help you. And I think that episode will help you out a lot with it. But basically, the number one thing you have to do outside of any techniques in the moment is you have to view purging as not beneficial. And the problem why people go to purging is they think it's still useful in some sort of way to them. And they think it's helping them. They think that it is something they have to do, that it's necessary in that moment to do. And I'm suggesting it's not. And you need to get out of that mindset. And you need to see exactly how purging is hindering you rather than helping you. I did an Instagram post about a month ago on the long-term effects of bulimia and your health, in particular with weight management and weight maintenance. And what I found was that a lot of times bulimia doesn't tend to work for people long-term and leads to long-term weight gain and struggle to maintain your current weight rather than helping you lose weight or be an effective weight management tool. It becomes harder and harder. Not only that, but purging obviously has a lot of significant metabolic effects, health effects that are not only making it more difficult for you to maintain your current weight and or lose weight in the future or maintain a healthy weight, and it's probably going to make it easier for you to gain weight long term, but it is significantly impacting a lot of different health things that, again, make it harder for all those things I just said, but then help you make it quite difficult to live and function and be present there mentally and eventually being able to function just at all. So purging, really, it's not benefiting you in the way that you think it is. And people think it's an effective weight loss tool and it's actually helping them. It's really not. It is not long-term going to do what you want it to do. And it's going to make everything more and more difficult for you long-term. And also, I like to see it this way. Even if that were not true. Like, let's say that purging really was an effective weight loss tool. Okay. It is encouraging binging and is the start of binging rather than, like, most people think what purging does is it wipes the slate clean and it is restarting fresh. And like they have a second chance to start over. The problem with purging is that when you rely on it like this, it always makes it an option. And then therefore binging is always an option because you have a reset button. You're like, well, I can go back in this way. It's therefore encouraging more overeating, more binging, and never having any consequences with food, which is actually a really important thing in life. If there are no consequences, life would be crazy, and you need to have consequences with food. And the consequences you experience with food when you don't purge are not nearly as bad as what you're thinking. And being able to not purge not only is going to help you, your metabolism and a digestive system heal, which will actually help you maintain a healthy weight and be able to be not yo-yoing all the time and feel better, but it will also help you learn how to eat in a regular manner and not constantly want to binge and just feel more regulated with your hunger in general. And people are like, I want to be able to eat in a normal way. And it's like, you have to take away purging. You have to get rid of it. You have to stop. Dealing with the consequences of food is a really important thing to have for a healthy balance of food. You cannot eat in a way of there are absolutely no consequences. Otherwise, bad things are going to happen, especially if you're using purging. So definitely go check out that episode. I'd highly recommend it, but you have to view it as not beneficial, and you have to view it as actually harming you in the process, not just with long-term health effects. I think that that's not usually as motivating for people in bulimia recovery unless they're really in it. And obviously, if you think that purging isn't affecting you right now and then, you're wrong. It is definitely chipping away at your health right now. And at some point, I don't know, I don't care if you've been doing it 10 years, 20 years, it's going to catch up to you and you're going to regret keeping it going. So that's one thing to say, one little caveat again. But I don't think that long-term health consequences are usually as motivating for people to change. So looking at short-term, what are you gaining when you're not purging? And maybe, yeah, you might gain a little bit initially. You might feel overly full. You might feel super uncomfortable. But what are you gaining? You're gaining knowledge in how to eat. You're regaining normalcy with food. You're understanding how to tolerate different levels of fullness. You're letting your digestive system heal. Every second you don't purge, you're letting that heal, and you're learning how to, and you're giving your body nutrients, and you're stopping the cycle. People think the cycle stops with not binging. It really stops with not purging. And once you refuse to purge, things with your food behaviors do change. So that's the number one thing I'd say if I told you anything else. Like, and that's what I work with most on people, because the rest of the stuff, you know, and I'll go over it, but if you always see purging as helping you in some way, you're never going to get rid of it. So you have to switch that mindset. You have to understand how it's harming you. You have to understand how it's keeping you stuck. And once you let go of it, it's like a hive. I've told this before. It's like taking, spending through debt, right? Spending with a credit card on money you don't have. It's really harming you. It's dangerous behavior. It's reckless behavior. It's not helping you learn how to manage your food, just like managing your money appropriately. So I can't harp on that enough. And without you changing your viewpoint and really recognizing that it's not benefiting you and you have to let it go. And something for me too, even if you see it only as beneficial, something that I know too is that if I use purging, there are still times my brain thinks it's beneficial and it's just confused, but still times where I'm like, man, I wish I could really purge right now. Me firmly telling myself, but it's never just one time, and it will then open the door for binging and it will become a vicious cycle, has kept me sober from purging. And that's something I remain to this day. Like, no matter what, I don't care how much I overeat, I have to stay sober from purging. That is something I can never, ever go back to. And it's kept me sober from binging as a result as well. Because for me, it's not always the case, but for me, most people that listen to this podcast, I'm not going to binge hardcore if I don't purge. And I still have definitely had overeating sessions, but binges, even if you do binge, your binges are probably going to be less severe if you don't purge. And depending on the case, even if you do binge severely and you don't purge, you're still making progress and you're probably giving your body nutrients that you need and you're getting one big thing out of the way. So no matter what it results in, it's a benefit. But seeing it for me is like, it's never just one time. If I do it one time, I will go back to it. That's also kept me out of the loop, and like, it's just not worth it, even if it would be beneficial during this time, which it's not. So the things on how to stop purging. So you need to recognize your cycle. So when you think that, generally people think it's like after a binge that they have this idea to purge, but usually I find a lot of people decide that they want to purge before the binge or before whatever meal. There's a point during the meal or during whatever they're eating that they're like, we've gone too far and we need to purge this. And either what happens is they go and purge, or they are like, we're going to binge now. We're going to eat more so that we can purge, or so that we're might, or just because we're here, we might as well, right? So that all happens. So what you need to do is find out, when do you decide that you're going to purge? Think about the last time it happened and what made you decide it, what thoughts occurred during that time, and how did it go down? And that's just going to raise your awareness and understand where exactly that came from. And then secondly, during that moment, you do have to pause and take a second, and you have to have intentional thoughts that are different in the moment. So you could use some of the thoughts I just said, but you have to have thoughts that encourage you not to do that. So for me, it's, and for a lot of my clients, it's like, maybe we're going to be okay. Let's just sit with it for a little bit. We don't have to purge. We don't have to do that in this moment. And then making a different decision. A few things to know is that you think you've gone too far, but going the extra mile and purging and binging is already taking it way too, like it's throwing the baby out with the bathwater, right? And also something that people often don't see when they're in an eating disorder is your comfort level with fullness, or your idea of too much, may actually be skewed. And because, especially if you're purging more often, you're not used to that fullness feeling, then that fullness feeling is just a cue for you to purge. But it's actually a normal feeling that normal people have, and they don't associate it with purging. Then they just know it's a normal part of digestion. So you actually need to sit with that feeling, and you need to get used to that feeling and tolerate a new level of fullness that you think is too much, and you think you've gone too far based on whatever framework, but it actually is totally fine. Another thing you can do in the moment, that a client of mine that really struggled with this, because she would always think like, I didn't eat the perfect amount, or I didn't do the correct thing. I think I talked on a podcast a few weeks back, but what you could do instead, or I think it's actually in a future podcast, not that I'm saying it, not participating in the conversation. And just be like, no matter what, we're not purging, right? Making it not an option, and also not participating in the engagement at all. Because you can always find a way to rationalize it, right? So you have to have a bigger reason and a more important thing that trumps it, and just being like, we're just not going there. We're just not doing that. That's something people have always told me. It was a powerful statement I made that they use. It's like, we just don't do that anymore. That's just not who we are. That's what this client uses too. It's like, I just don't want to be that person. Even if I have a good reason to, I just am not going to. And that brings me to the other one, is that you have to make it not an option at some point. You have to just draw a line in the sand. Like, we're not going here. Of course, maybe you'll have slip ups occasionally, but try your best to draw that line in the sand and not cross it. And then the other thing is then allowing the discomfort. Just like in the podcast I made a few weeks ago, or a week ago, I think, about how to feel your feelings, use that here. Allow the feeling, and then try to make yourself as comfortable as possible while that feeling of discomfort of being full and having food in your stomach and all the thoughts you have wrapped up with it passes. It will pass. I remember I think it was a year or two into recovery, year or two into making the podcast, and I had a moment where I had alcohol and then I had too much like sweet food, and I don't know why, my digestive system just wasn't working very well. And I felt like there was food in my throat, and I felt kind of nauseous from the alcohol and the sugar. And I really wanted to purge. And thankfully I had the knowledge to say to my ex out loud, I really want to purge this right now. Like, this is super uncomfortable. I thought I was going to throw up anyway. The food was still in my throat. I was like, this is just does not feel very good. And he was like, you just need to sit with it. You just need to be there with it. You don't have to purge. That's not what normal people do. And he was right. And I did just like, I was like, no, you're right. I want to sit with it. Yes, that's what I need to do. And it did pass. And usually when you're struggling with binging and purging, your digestive system is slowed. So it's going to take you longer than most people to digest food, unfortunately. And that can vary from person to person. But know that the more you purge, the worse it's going to get. You can stay with it. If you struggle with rumination, that could be, it's more severe in that way, but you can not do that. You can, or you could at the very least not encourage it and not go with it, right? There's a podcast, maybe I'll put it in the description below, that I found on how to kind of contract your abs and stuff like that to try to hold food down. But there are ways you can stop encouraging the rumination. You can't help accidental rumination that happens, but you can try to not purposefully do it. So that's what I'd say for that. Or if you easily just throw up, like it just happens, comes up automatically, there's a ways that you can not let that keep on going. You can spit out or something what may happen, but don't try to keep reinforcing it. Don't use that as an excuse of like, it's already coming up, so we might as well. You don't have to do that. And then try to make yourself as comfortable as possible till the feeling passes. And then be really encouraging to yourself to know that nothing horrible is going to happen. You are going to be okay. This is worth it, and have your reasons why. All right, that's that for the episode. I hope this is helpful. Go check out my other episode on why purging is never worth it. I think I was more potent in that one about my reasons why. And then if you like this episode, please give it a rating and review. It helps me out and helps the podcast get seen more by other people. And then if you want more information on me and what I do and things that could help you in your recovery journey or for someone else, maybe a loved one, if you're listening for them, go check out my website, bingebreakers.com, and my Instagram handle, bingebreakers_bulimia. All right, that's it for today. Never give up on yourself. Bye.